Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, September 3rd. I almost can't believe it that I'm saying it. Year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cadaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because if you try to sell drugs into this country, you might get blown up. It's also the place like the brave, including the veterans we salute today, who we lost this year and late last year, like Jay O'Malley, North Scranton, Edward Scanlon, Scranton, Kent Whitesell, Wilkes-Barre, Patrick Kane, Jessup, Joseph Douglas, Wilkes-Barre, Edward Setzer, Berwick, Jody Travelpiece, Benton Township, and special mention to Jerome Mullaney, whose remains more than 80 years after his death in World War II will be interred today. All of this brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his incredible family of companies. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution, it ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Now, this Bob Cadaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity because of our commitment to common sense. Yep. So, I forgot my cell phone today, and I don't know what kind of little niggling headaches that's going to bring about. I really don't. We're going to see. I get texts from a lot of you that I know that listen on my phone, and you get them on your computer as a backup, but it's not as reliable. So yeah, this is what we're going to do today. The dog's still sick. Chauncey, you know, we've got no solutions. I'm going to be off on Friday because I have to take him to see a neurologist. I never knew they had such a thing. So we'll see. We'll see about all that. But so it's sort of an aggravating day. I will try not to spread it to you, okay? And then I open these newspapers, these rags, and Paige Cognetti's on the front. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. Here's like, does anybody like? They're still going with this good neighbor program in the front page of the Scranton paper. Do they have it in the Wilkes-Barre one? The Citizen's Voice? Let's see. No. Good neighbor that she had nothing to do with. And well, but here she is speaking and whatever. Oh, my God. It's really unbelievable. So we know that Paige Cognetti for both the mayoral race, which she may not win, the mayoral race and the congressional race, she's got the newspapers as her press office. Dear God. Now, tick off any issue. Transgenders in sports, locker rooms, and all of that. Medicaid for illegals, open border, weak defense. Joe Biden was brilliant and at the top of his game and sharp as a tack. She has all of that. And on top of that, a below mediocre record as mayor. Somebody said, hey, Bob, I would use the Scranton Times to line my bird cage, but I don't want to give my cockatiel a headache. Depression or rage issues? Yeah, Bob, Paige Cognetti running for Congress, so no more cuts to Medicaid, senior Social Security, Bob Cordaro's beloved veterans, no real agenda, cuts, 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 and hope it sticks. Yeah. It's silly. What are you going to do? I would love for her to come on this show. She's going to go on the morning show because they're lapdogs for her. But she ain't coming on this one, I'm sure. We'll see, though. Hope springs eternal. And everybody is stepping up and saying, hey, wait a minute. You're in the middle of a race for mayor. That's the one thing I don't quite understand. So you have the candidate for re-election to mayor of Scranton announcing she's running for office before the mayoral election is even, well, it's sort of only really begun. I'm not understanding it. What that move was politically, the only thing, and it's pure speculation, is that she felt...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
She had to announce early so that somebody else wouldn't get in the race. Like Bridget Karzarowski. That's the only thing I could figure where this makes sense. Because the one thing you could say about the left-wing lunatics like Paige Cognetti is that they calculate politics better than anything else. In fact, that's all they do well. They do it, usually do it pretty well. Because it's about power. It's not about what you do. It's not about what you want to do for the people you're supposed to represent. It's about you. The race is about you. So the race is about Paige. Like this silly thing that they started going back to Hillary with the first name. It's quite amazing. Bob K says it right. Oh, Bob, Paige will say she's against all those Democrat platforms, but she'll vote for every single one of them if she's ever elected. Exactly. She's a 100% reliable vote. There's going to be millions in dark money and everything else. Somebody asked the obvious question, texting in, why is she running for mayor if she has no plans to be the mayor? Sean from Larksville says, new name, part-time Paige. She'll only be there half the time because she's trying to get a new job. That's what I'm saying. I can't figure it out. Now, on the other election part here, you look at Lackawanna County and you just say, what a mess. We have judges who just love to be involved in politics. And a Lackawanna County judge last week voted with Bill Gaughan, Terry Nealon, voted with Bill Gaughan to ignore the county homeroom charter. In other words, to break the law that governs the county. A judge did this. It's insane. And by the way, we've done this process. So the Democrat Party, and remember, this is not the Democrat Party. This is Marty Flynn and his allies versus Bill Gaughan and his allies like Terry Nealon. Now, Bill Gaughan is the old editorial writer, the former editorial writer for the Scranton Times by the name of Pat McKenna, who used to write these disgusting, deceitful, and lie-filled editorials. Well, Billy Gaughan is his sock puppet. And so the sock puppet, and he's also good friends with Terry Nealon, the judge. You draw your own conclusions. Because Judge Terry Nealon volunteers to get on the election board because there's only two commissioners. That's another whole kettle of fish. How does he get on the election board? We had two perfectly sound individuals to be on it. In any event. Dear friends with Pat McKenna, part of the same Democrat gang, and now they vote to have a special election because that is Billy Gaughan's only chance to remain minority commissioner and to beat back the threat from Marty Flynn and his allies. So this is what these people do. They fight over the sandbox. They don't care if they kick out of all the sand out of the box. And so now we're going to go without a commissioner for a while because this, in my view, illegal election, special election, they're trying to try to stop it, the Marty Flynn faction. You need placards. You need... Oh, my God. And so they filed an injunction in Lackawanna County Court. So now the Lackawanna County Court judges, and I hope they have the guts to do it, to vote against their own judge, their fellow judge, who didn't follow the law. Now, this is, by the way, I don't know how they don't do that, because this is the law that, I don't know how Terry Nealon voted when this came before. Maybe he wasn't on the panel. But when the County Home Rule Charter and its governance over the appointments of county commissioners came up, they voted to uphold the County Home Rule Charter. And now one of their own, a judge, a partisan Democrat judge, votes against what the court had already said, that the Home Rule Charter is what matters. It's, you can't even make it up. These people, I told you, it's like a game of Twister. It's shameful that a judge would get involved in politics like this, but he has, and he's done it before. He did it when I was in office. And it was sanctioned for doing so. So I don't know. I just, it's quite amazing. And Paige Cognetti's part of the whole gang. Oh, let's have Biden Street. Let's have Biden Expressway. The whole gang. And amazingly, the signs were already ready. They were ready before they voted on it. A lot of you wishing me luck on the dog, which is, frankly, it's more important than these silly people. So thank you. But you know, I am not one to pretend. I tell this people before, and I know people love their pets, and I love Chauncey. He's just great. He's a, you know, when he's not sick, he's a force of life, fun, everything. And but people, like, they're suffering with their own health issues. They've got kids that are sick, you know, parents that are sick, all of that. So I mean, I don't think I place it on that level. Like, when somebody says that their dog or their cat or whatever went over the Rainbow Bridge, okay. Fine, on Facebook, I don't, and I like, I'll press a like or a whatever, thumbs up or whatever they do on almost everything, but I don't do it for that. Because there's people that have bigger problems by a mile. In any event. All right, let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. We got a couple people on hold to talk on the phone. We'll do that when we come back.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.